in case one, with a couple of integrations, it can be easily shown that y would be something like ax plus b. But if you apply the boundary conditions, you would discover easily that a and b's only possible values are zero. In case two, where c is a negative number, then the characteristic equation would be m squared plus c equals zero. But of course, if c is a negative number, then m, that would factor as m plus square root of negative c times m minus square root of negative c, and we get as possible solutions y equals a times e to the square root of negative c x plus b times e to the negative square root of negative c x. And if we plug in the boundary condition y of 0 equals 0, since e to the 0 is 1, we just get a plus b equals 0, and again, plugging in y of l equals 0, we would get a times e to the e to the square root of negative c times l plus b times e to the negative square root of negative c times l equal to 0, and again, with the line that comes below this ear, we can see we only have the trivial solution y.